Order now, please, order. Now, we can't start this meeting without some sort of order. Now, Mr. Smith here from the Electricity Authority. Now, look here. Either we take this meeting like decent, intelligent people, or else I call the whole thing off. Now, please yourselves. Thank you. Now, as I was saying, Mr. Smith knows very well how people feel about spreading the grid system around our local beauty spots, and he sympathizes.
Yeah, I bet.
Now, for this reason, he's given up time to come along and explain things, to answer any questions. Now, he cannot do this without order.
Yeah.
Right, Mr. Smith, carry on.
Thank you, Mr. Grenville. Ladies and gentlemen of Ambridge, as you know, because many of you have already met me as I've been moving around amongst you, I'm the Wayleave officer for the area in which Ambridge is included. Now, we want, in fact, we've got to take our grid lines from the northern power stations to the southern factories that need the power. We've got to do that by the cheapest and most efficient method, which is the direct overland route. And Ambridge happens to lie on this route. We shall make every endeavour to meet objections and do all we can to avoid upsetting anyone's feelings. But the ever-increasing needs for more and more electricity up and down the country means that we're expected to produce extra power and light all the time. A lot of you must have specific queries and protests you'd like to make. So if there's anything I can do to help answer your problems, now's the time to ask.
All right, one at a time then, ladies and gentlemen, please. Mr. Archer.
I'd like to ask why the cables can't be taken underground.
Purely a question of cost, Mr. Archer.
Uh-huh.
To operate as we hope to do, that is by using pylons and overhead cables, the cost works out at approximately £23,000 per mile. The cost per mile of underground lines works out at approximately £400,000 per mile. So you can tell how much your electricity would cost you in your home if we had to take all our lines underground.
Yes, Mrs. Turvey, you have a question?
Is there any danger of being electrocuted?
Not unless you climb up them and touch the cable. I wasn't trying to be funny, please. Young boys have been known to try and climb the pylons, but we take every possible precaution to make it almost impossible.
Philip Archer?